Recently, I said to my wife, honey, I don't look 50. She said, no, but you used to.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Sometimes when I'm speaking, I like to tell an audience, live so the preacher won't have to lie at your funeral. This always brings some snickers and sometimes applause. Perhaps because all of us have been at one of those funerals where we think, are they talking about the guy in the casket? I don't remember him that way. You get a little older and you find yourself attending more funerals than you thought you would. I'm approaching 50, I won't tell you from which side, but if only the good die young, what does that say about me? Were you ever asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? None of us said, bald, wrinkled, saggy, but here we are. And if we have anything, we have experience, so we like to offer advice. If only someone would listen. My father grew up in a crazy home where gunfire and alcohol were more predictable than mealtime. Dad had a drinking problem. He never needed glasses. He drank straight from the bottle. He saw a sign, Drink Canada Dry, and he gave it his best shot. But before I was born, God changed him. He fell in love with the Bible, and in Proverbs 3 found the key to passing on a legacy worth remembering. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Dad loved my mama for 62 years of marriage, and he didn't chase stuff he couldn't cram in his coffin. Here are three rewards for living a life of integrity. Number one, the peace of a clear conscience. I was reading Pinocchio to my granddaughter last night. What a great story. Jiminy Cricket is Pinocchio's conscience, and it's only when the wooden-headed Pinocchio listens to Jiminy that he becomes a real boy. Some have a clear conscience, they say, but I think it's the sign of a bad memory. A clear conscience gives birth to peace, and peace brings joy, and joy brings our laugh back. The second reward for a life of integrity, the privilege of being a mentor. When God works in your life, you have something to pass along that helps shape the lives of others. I wasn't a great student. One teacher said, Calloway, you'll never amount to anything. Another said, you have a gift. I want you in my communication arts class tomorrow. His words and example transformed my life. I've had opportunity to thank him before hundreds of thousands of people. The other teacher, well, I sent him my books whenever they're translated into Chinese. Not really. Walk in integrity. You'll challenge others to do the same. The third reward, the joy of a lasting legacy. When we're gone, our lives will continue to bless and challenge. Dad didn't leave much behind. We've looked everywhere, sometimes with shovels. But I would take his legacy to that of the wealthiest of men. After all, money can buy you a house, but not a home. Proverbs 2 says this, For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. The Bible, unlike Hollywood, keeps its bios short. Many are just six words. God called David a man after my own heart. Paul called himself simply Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. What six-word bio would best describe you? One tombstone says, the richest man in the cemetery. Another says, an atheist, no place to go. I think I'd like this one. Traveled light, laughed lots, celebrated grace, or better yet, grateful and goofy, redeemed and forgiven. How about you? How would you like to be remembered?
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.